A big shout out to our subscribing stations. You know who you are, and we appreciate it tons. Hey, we do this each and every week, and word of mouth is always the best. So make sure you tell your friends. We've got a fresh mix coming up next week as well on World Beat Canada. We're produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcabire Communications. Kelt and the Twist is our sister broadcast, everything Celt-centric with an upbeat attitude. And both are available to you at the homepage, worldbeatcanada.com. There you'll find our Mixcloud streams. You can also download us as a free subscription at the iTunes store. So we've got you covered. Some Punjabtronics, a remix from Diamond Dougal as DJ Swami and Sonia, the Bullion Mix. But our last word goes to George Santayana, who said, "A man's feet should be planted in his country, but his eyes should survey the world."
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CIOU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunder Bay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. the Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival, located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020.
Thank you. This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. This show is Past Tense. One song played so far, that being Toxic Talk Show from Freak Heat Waves off of their 2018 album Beyond Triple XL. Listened to this album a while ago, and when I first listened to it, it inspired me to put together a set based on it, a playlist, and I think I included the Olivia Tremor Control and some other kind of psychedelic stuff in there. I might have thrown in some other kind of synthy stuff as well. And one other kind of interesting thing that I noticed when I was involved personally in doing that was that Beyond Triple XL managed to make it onto the LU charts when it initially released. So I thought that was kind of interesting. I mean, I was listening to it a few years after, I guess, but I saw that it had recognition at the time, even locally. So that was pretty cool to see. So I guess I'll say now that Freak Heat Waves, the track that I played from them, doesn't necessarily... I played it at the start because I feel that tonally and musically it's a little bit different from the rest of the stuff that I'm playing, at least in terms of the type of music. I think I wanted to include it because it still captures the feeling that I was going for, however. This night was one inspired by a band called Tugnut, a Canadian band, that released an album called Ode to Pete that was thoroughly chaotic, disturbed, manic, and made me want to put together a whole set based on that. So I thought Freak Heat Waves definitely fit that, but most of the stuff that I found more so fell along the lines of typical rock instruments. So decided to throw Freak Heat Waves at the start to keep the synthy stuff kind of separate from the rest. Anyway, some of the other bands that I'll be playing tonight, I did it in the past where I did a double feature for every band that I played, just because it works a bit better in when I've found a sound that's that I don't have well represented in my musical library. So it makes it a little easier for me, and I think I enjoy it a lot because I get to really double down on the music and tone that I play, especially if I found stuff that I really enjoy for the time being. Anyway, as I was going to say, some of the other bands that I'm going to play tonight include The Swirlies, kind of a shoegaze band, Thinking Fellers, Union Local 282, Butthole Surfers, and as I mentioned before, Tugnut. So I'll be carrying on. This next track is called Two Girls Kissing by The Swirlies, and it comes off of an album they released in 1996 that has a stupidly long album name. So anyway, carrying on, that will be the track playing next. We'll be right back. This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. The show is past tense. Last song that just played there was one called Sister Hell by Thinking Fellers Union Local 282, and before that, as I mentioned before, Two Girls Kissing by The Swirlies. That Thinking Fellers track right there is, it's the opening track off of the album, off of their album Tangle, which is one that I've enjoyed a lot in the past, and I think really captures the kind of frenetic, chaotic feeling that I wanted to put together in the songs that I chose for tonight. So I think that's almost defining of the sound that I wanted. I think Butthole Surfers, Thinking Fellers, they kind of go hand in hand for me in terms of the sort of sounds that they conjure up, at least on Thinking Fellers' album Tangle. So I'm really happy about playing that tonight. I say that very often about the songs that I play. I'll make it clear now that whenever I pick a song to play on air, it's typically that I'm very, very happy about playing it. It's a lot of fun for me to put together this stuff, and even though the process can be a little bit difficult sometimes in terms of finding music, it also happens to expose me to a lot of new stuff. Even tonight, even though I didn't seek out anything brand new to me that I will be playing, I did actually go and look for a little bit more music because I realized that there was a whole kind of musical character and emotional character that isn't really captured in my music library as it is now. And I figured it would be fun to look for some Canadian artists, actually, that capture that. So I'm going to be on the lookout for a little while, trying to find some good Canadian noise rock and see where that takes me. And maybe I'll be putting together another set that has that. I think I was especially happy about hearing initially about Tugnut, because, the friend of mine that told me about the band, we were all hanging out, and he recommended we all listen to it. It was a bit much for the scene at the time, but I listened to them later on, and I was really excited about it. He initially said that they're a band from Fort Frances, but from my looking, it looks like they're from maybe a different small town in maybe Southern Ontario. I'll have to look into it again. I'm hoping now that he was thinking of a different band from Fort Frances, so that there's more that I can pull out of him. Anyway, that Tugnut band, I was especially happy initially on the premise that they're from Fort Frances, just because I visited that town a lot in the past, have family there, so it was kind of interesting for me. Got me excited thinking that there could be some interesting music going on in a small town like that. So I'd like to believe that they're still from Fort Frances. Maybe they moved during their musical career or something like that, or maybe my buddy was just mistaken. Anyway, next song is going to be one from Butthole Surfers, and after that we'll be getting into the much talked about Tugnut, as I've been going on here for a while. Anyway, the Butthole Surfers song that's coming up right now is called Cherub. We'll be right back.
walking down the street. Oh, oh yeah! The smell of the cat, the fish, the rat, the elephant between the cracks.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca. I'm Ari. This show is Past Tense. Song there was the title track, Ode to Pete, off the Ode to Pete album by Tugnut. And before that was a song called Cherub by Butthole Surfers. I think the lyrics, or rather the vocals on that one, reminded me of Steve Albini in his work with, I think, Big Black or maybe Rape Man. Anyway, going on to the next half hour here. Little break, and then I'll be back.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theatre, bringing a revolutionary season of live theatre to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheatre.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari, the show is Past Tense, and the song that just played there, another Freak Heat Wave song off of their Beyond Triple XL album called Subliminal Appeal. So, another kind of synth-pop thing going on there. And I think that was a bit more energetic than the one that I played before. I think it was often that I'd be driving home and I'd play that song and really get, I guess, kind of hyped up, which was kind of a bummer, mostly because by the time I was driving home, most times during the school year, it was very late, and I had planned on going to sleep once I got back. So maybe that wasn't always the best idea, but anyway, it made the drive home a lot more enjoyable. Anyway, saying that word a lot. Next song coming up, another Swirlies one. This is a repeat of the pattern of the first hour. It's going to be a song that I'll try to say here, San Cristobal de las Casas. Who knows if I got that right. Anyway, that song's up next, and after that, it'll be along the same lines as the first half hour.
San Cristobal de las Casas.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca. I'm Ari, this show is Past Tense, and the last song that played there was from Thinking Feller's Union Local 282, a song called Sports Car, and before that, a song from the Swirlies that I will again butcher the pronunciation of, a song called San Cristobal de las Casas. And I was thinking about it as I was playing the two tracks there. I really love that sports car track from Thinking Fellers. Really great. It's not even my first time playing it on air here. And that's typically something that I avoid doing. I really try to avoid to get myself to go and reach a little further and not just kind of cop out with the songs that I choose to play on air. I really try to avoid playing the same song twice. Only across multiple sets. But I decided to break my little rule I set for myself there and play Sports Car again. And that's a really great song that kind of fit the whole chaotic, frenetic, messed up, disturbed sounding feeling that I wanted to go for tonight. And I felt that Swirly's track was also quite suitable for that. But I was listening to them just now, and I felt almost perverse playing them next to each other, just because as much as they're both very noisy and, like I said, chaotic tracks, the Swirlies song, and I feel like much of the Swirlies music that I've listened to tends to maintain this sort of blissful, emotional character that is very, very much opposed to the sound of Thinking Fellers that comes through in Sports Car there, that is very much kind of messed up and neurotic in a way, in terms of how it sounds to me. So it was a strange feeling putting them next to each other and seeing that there was they had similar characteristics in some ways, but in terms of how they sound, but very different in the emotional quality that's put across. So I thought that was interesting, but it also kind of made me feel bad just placing them next to each other, like I was doing something wrong there, like putting a puppy down next to a crocodile or something like that, you know. So that's just an interesting feeling that came over me, interesting thought came across my mind. Anyway, we're going to be carrying on into some more sort of neurotic and manic stuff, going into a song from Butthole Surfers now, a song called Lady Sniff. So that'll be coming up next, and after that, another Tug Night song.
Bang, bang, bang. británicos que viven y trabajan en...
Side of the world, large ears, 41 times.